Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to comedian Peter Kim. My favorite part of his interview was him talking about the description of the Korean man butt. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Wibby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome, for the first time on the podcast, comedian Peter Kim.
Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
Good.
It's good seeing you. Yeah. You're a sight for sore eyes.
That was great.
You had a good time?
I didn't know you
play the same types of variations every week. Yeah.
Oh, CNF. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Do you like that?
That was pretty good.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Yeah, I can't play anything, so...
You can. Everyone can play. You can. You just haven't spent a lot of time messing around with it. You can.
That's also true.
Yeah.
I get tired of things fast.
Did we have fun on at the Bad Friends Korean edition? Did we have fun?
That was so crazy.
It was crazy?
I saw your full ass.
You did?
I did, yeah.
So do you remember what it looked like?
Oh, yeah, I think about it every day. I was coming over here and I was like imagining it in my head.
Your butt,
because the last time I saw you, I also saw your butt. I saw your face and your butt in the same day.
How would you describe it? Bubbly?
Not bubbly.
Oh.
No.
Chunky?
It had wiggle.
It had wiggle.
Yeah. But you have like Korean man butt. I don't have good butt either. Trust me.
What does that even mean?
You know
mean?
Korean man butt.
No, I don't know Korean man butt.
You've been to Korea.
Write that down. Korean man butt.
No,
Please describe what that is.
It's like, it's definitely has like a long crack, right? Not too much bubble.
Yeah, I love the long crack part. Keep going.
Long crack. A little flat.
Wow,
flat. Compared to other butts, have you seen like, you know,
White guys or
Latino
black guys
butts?
Or a Latino butt?
Oh my God, yeah, like a Dominican guy's butt.
It's like a lot of more mass.
Yes.
Like more.
We don't have butts.
We don't have, so they have more.
More than white boys, but we don't have
white
butts.
Boys have flabby skinny butts, don't they?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. We got that one on them.
Well, so we have a little bit more meat on our butts.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Now, do you think that if a gay guy saw my butt, that he would think it was a good-looking butt?
I think a guy would be like, "Oh, that's a cute butt."
But what would he want to do to it?
In order?
Generally speaking.
Would
they be attracted
man?
To it? Yeah.
Are you asking me what I would do?
No,
you don't have to be circuitous. You could just ask me.
Like, yeah, what would you do?
If we didn't know each other and your butt was just hanging out of a glory hole?
Something like that? Go ahead. Yeah, we'll run with that.
If it was just your ass, I didn't know your personality,
So we're going to go with glory hole.
Glory hole.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, let's go. Let's run with the glory hole.
I don't know your face.
You don't know my face.
Your mouth is gagged. I can't hear you.
You can't hear me. Yeah,
I don't want to hear the voice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I don't know what the front looks like either. Just the back is hanging out.
No, you don't know at all what the front looks like.
No, I don't want to either.
You don't. Maybe you don't.
I don't want to.
Maybe you don't want to.
I just want to know the back.
You just want to know the back.
Just based on the back?
Just based on the back.
I would eat it. I would eat it. What?
Can that, I compliment
has that never happened? I know your partner's
my
girl,
here. Yeah, my partner's your here. Gardner, yeah, you could say, yeah, but you can say my partner's. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's right there.
She's
yeah.
right there.
Okay, do you have something to ask her?
No, oh, I have something to ask you.
Yo, go ahead.
Yeah, like, is that something that you enjoy? Or you've never done it before? It's never been done?
I don't think you haven't eaten my ass yet, have you? Not yet.
No.
But I like eating down her.
You like it?
I like going downstairs on her.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, yeah. So, you get it.
Yeah, I get it.
You get it.
But a vagina is way different than a butthole. Especially an older Korean
know.
Man's butthole.
No, every Korean man.
Those are two different ball games.
Well, I don't know. Every really? Korean man, I only know me mm-hmm. as my, this Korean man's butthole also feels like his vagina. So, that's.
There you. I love your
you know
honesty.
What I mean? Like
no, I think I do. I think yeah. I do. Now, as far as I like your honesty. As far as are you dating right now?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you prefer dating you mentioned Dominican. Do you have a preference?
No, I don't have a preference. I have been in a long term relationship with a white guy.
Can we give him a shout out?
Yeah. Hi.
Just hi.
We don't want to say his name. I don't want to say his name. You have plans. You have fans, and you know,
exactly,
I don't know what they're
like.
Exactly,
and I don't say her name. I say it like maybe a code name for her.
Boundaries.
Yeah. Boundaries. Okay, so hi.
Hi.
Cute white guy.
Yeah, he's a cute white guy. Yeah.
Now, what's his body type like?
He kind of looks like a shorter version of your co-host of Scissor Brothers.
So he looks like Jeremiah?
Jeremiah. A little bit like Jeremiah, yeah. He does. A shorter version. Yeah,
a shorter version. Because
Jeremiah's like tall, yeah. right? Very
yeah,
tall.
Yeah, but he's like
he's
really
like six,
frail, look like skinnier.
That's what my partner
so
looks like.
So he's skinny.
Yeah, he's like lanky.
He's lengthy.
Lanky.
He's lengthier.
Lanky.
So, oh, lanky.
Lanky. L-A-N-K-Y. They're going to meme this into like some racist Korean thing. Like, so, let's try to say lanky.
Oh, so that's a word? Lanky?
Yeah.
Is lanky a word? I thought it was lengthy.
That's also a word.
But what's the difference between lanky and lengthy?
Lanky is someone who's like kind of long and thin.
Is that's a real word? Lanky with a K?
Yeah.
Lanky and lengthy.
You've never heard that word
no,
lanky?
I heard lengthy, like length.
No, of course, yes.
So the okay,
lanky.
Yeah,
lanky.
Not,
lanky.
Okay, lanky. So
it's like a
lanky.
Body type.
Okay,
yeah.
So he's lanky.
Yeah.
So he has a swimmer's body. Kind of.
Sure. If he never swam.
If he's never swam.
Yeah. The swimmers have like large chests and shoulders
right,
and backs
right.
and, you know, muscles.
Yeah.
And yeah.
what's his kondangi like? What is his butt? What is his kondangi like?
It looks a little like yours. A little like yours. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So
he's
it
got
has a shape.
Yeah, it has a shape.
Okay, so now I'm not trying to be arrogant or anything, but as far as there's certain terminology in the gay community, what's a top and what's a bottom? I'm not quite sure what
okay.
that is. Can you explain that?
Yeah, I mean it's pretty self-explanatory.
So a top is the person doing the
inserting,
doing, and a bottom is just
receiving. It's like. Pitcher catcher. Yeah.
And so in like gay dating sites, that's a common
top bottom.
Topic. Are you top? Are you bottom?
Yeah. Or verse. Versatile.
Okay. So is that a new one?
You do both. Yeah. No, it's not a new one.
But it's in there in the vocabulary.
Yeah.
So can you
also
say that?
Heterosexuals can be tops and bottoms as well.
Yeah. Yeah, we can. You're right. Damn right we can, huh? Well, we can, can't we? We can be tops and bottoms, can't we? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
You could be a straight man and be a total bottom.
What? How is that possible? If I have her insert something inside my donkomo?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we haven't done that yet.
Clearly, she hasn't even eaten it
yet.
One step at a time.
I don't know. Maybe we'll discuss maybe in the future.
Does that excite you? Like, is
a
that something
bit.
That you're
know.
Open to?
I don't
to?
Know, because I know. Well, she's
Are you sexually open, or do you feel like you're
what do you mean
like,
by that? Define that.
Okay,
define
stop.
That.
Don't get angry.
I'm not getting angry. I'm not angry.
You're,
okay. No, I'm open to
you're
conversation.
You're going to K-Rage.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, you would know.
Okay.
You would know.
All right.
We're just having a cordial
I'm
conversation.
Just smelling it.
No. You would know.
Okay.
You would know.
All right.
But go ahead. So. She's. I'm worried about what's on her. Are you okay?
Sexually, no.
Okay.
Is she okay?
Yeah, she's okay.
Fine.
Yeah, okay.
She's on the floor painting or something. Yeah. I don't even know what you're doing. Okay. But,
so I could be open.
Open as in, like, do you only like to have sex one way? Or do you. Are
no,
you like
I'm
interested
to.
Are you interested in, like.
You know. Go ahead, babe. You tend to like. Missionary. Yeah. I kind of like. Okay, so I didn't think she would.
Okay,
she would be involved with this.
Yeah,
but
she broke the fourth wall.
She broke the fourth wall. I'm so missionary, but
okay. So
I like doggy. I like doggy. I'm trying. I like doggy. I like the doggy. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like doggy.
That's
it's animalistic to me. Like you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Primal.
Primal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I like it. I like
all right.
I love it. Yeah.
Great.
I like. You know, and I caught myself staring. I caught myself staring.
Yeah, right. Like
I caught myself staring, in, like looking at my form.
Your
too.
Own.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. Like I'm like.
Do you get turned down by watching yourself?
What you mean, like Christian Bale? And
step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Like Americans, like psycho, like
besides the killing part, but
no,
yeah.
like being like completely self-absorbed.
I like
what it looks like. Both of us,
you get turned on
together.
By
yeah.
Exactly.
Together,
yeah.
Like oh, the overall painting,
yeah.
Not just me,
yeah. I'm trying to get more into it. Like one time, I was on vacation and we had mirrored walls. And I turned around while having sex, and I was like, who is that? Like, because I barely look at myself in the mirror.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right,
so I'm
right.
Like, when I caught myself having sex with my beautiful partner.
Yes.
I was like, get off of it. You know, like,
yeah.
I didn't recognize myself.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it was.
So were you
rough
shocked?
I was shocked.
You were shocked.
I don't like tape myself. I don't like watching myself have sex.
Why not?
I don't know. I'm just not into it.
You're
I'm not into my own body, I guess.
Why not?
Because I feel...
Korean men have
Korean,
weird... When they get old, they get weird bodies.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I mean.
Our stomachs and... Yeah, right?
We just look... I don't know. I look like my grandma.
Wow, you went... Wow, oh, my God.
I don't know who that's a diss on.
But
you know what I mean? Like,
I
don't
know. She's in Hungary?
I don't know if I'm dissing her or she's dissing me.
Yeah.
You know, like, something's not right about the body.
But that's real? Like, your body type is
we
your grandma?
We have the same exact body.
You and your grandma.
Yeah, we look like frogs.
Can I see your stomach real quick?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, we have this,
yeah,
like,
what is this?
It's just like dongpe.
What is dongpe?
It's just
is
like
that potato?
Fat. Yeah, it's like rice fat.
So this is...
I don't know.
This is rice fat.
I guess.
Yeah.
Because
so
you're not fat.
Thank you.
You're not fat.
I think when I look at myself, I feel like I am.
Right? Because I think we're conditioned.
Yeah, why?
Yeah. Because
we have the same looking stomach. We really kind of do.
We do, look.
Look. You have a little bit more hair around your belly button.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, and you're a little paler.
What do you, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you go to, you lay out a lot? Like, do you do beach activities a lot?
No.
Like, then how'd you get so much more tan than
me? I don't know. That's
okay.
I usually am, like, pretty tanned.
Yeah.
Fast. And you tan fast too. Your face, I can
yeah,
tell.
Yeah. How do you know? Yeah, I was so dark when I was in high
There's two types
school.
Of Koreans, like Koreans that look like us.
Yes.
You know, with
we could tan very.
We get tan.
Yeah, yeah.
We're outside Koreans.
We're outside Korean. Yeah. Oh, there's inside Korean.
Oh, you know.
The Gishin.
Stephen Yeun.
I mean, but boy, is
look
it,
at him.
But I mean, he's a hunk, isn't he?
I mean, yeah.
I mean, what?
But
I mean,
also
he's
look at his
it.
Skin.
That's it. He's our muse, right?
Oh yeah, he's.
I mean,
he's
when
the,
you think of Stephen,
he's going to lead us to the promised land.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he is like. Wouldn't you say?
Please don't ever cancel him.
I don't ever.
I don't
want to
know anything about
Stephen
Yeun. What I know about him.
We would die for him.
Can't tell you a story
about Stephen Yeun.
Yeah. This is going to break the internet. This is going to break the internet.
Go ahead.
Just exclusive for you.
Okay. Go ahead.
I don't know if you know if he is vaccinated or not, but let me tell you right now, 100%, he is. Because I used to, during the pandemic, I was, in order to get the vaccine fast, I volunteered at this hospital to give out vaccines down in South LA, and he and his family came, and I got their information. And the high money was there. The kids were there.
Wait, his grandmother was there. That's how many. Yeah, because
yeah,
there might
oh,
be
Oh, yeah,
English
yeah, grandmother
speak.
Was there. Yeah.
His
wife,
grandmother might, was there.
And yeah, and he saw me. He was like, hey, because we kind of, he was in Second City. I was Second City. So like.
He said hi to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he said, hey. And he was like, hey, man, thanks for doing this.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I
took
his information, got the nurses over to them, and they all got vaccinated.
Wow.
So those people who think Stephen Yeun's an anti-vaxxer, wow. Myth so busted.
You just broke the internet.
I know.
Hey, you broke it on the Stevie Weeby
yeah,
show.
Stevie Weeby show.
Out
yeah.
of all places.
Exclusive.
Out of all places. Wow. I mean, wouldn't you say Stephen is our modern day James Dean?
I was going to say Cary Grant.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Just.
Classy.
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 Fred Astaire.
Yeah.
Oof.
Even like, wasn't he on the cover of GQ?
He should be if he wasn't.
Or, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. He looks good. That new photo shoot with Ali Wong.
Oh,
he looks so,
yeah.
I
can
know.
Can I tell you? Because we grew up with the Asian archetype was Long Duk Dong on 16 Candles.
Mm-hmm.
You know? We grew up with that guy.
Yeah, that or Bruce Lee.
It was either you had to be the kung fu kick-ass guy.
Yeah. Or the nerd
the
virgin.
Completely nerd. Oh, yeah. You know, that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
But
now
Stephen broke... He broke through, didn't he?
He broke through, yeah.
He's like our Keanu Reeves.
Keanu's Asian.
He is, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's half...
I don't know.
Think about it.
I don't know. Someone
Malaysian.
Singapore? No.
Thai, maybe?
Maybe. It's Southeast
but
Asia.
But he's half
sure.
white.
Southeast
half,
Asia.
Yeah,
Southeast
yeah, yeah,
Asia,
yeah, yeah. Now, what if... Do you give you a hypothetical?
Yeah.
What if you had broken up with the cute white guy you... What?
Hawaiian?
See, of course.
Okay,
Hawaiian.
See,
Hawaiian. He's got,
that's
yeah.
why we were circling. We were
but
circling.
Very good features. Yeah, just yeah feature. Well, come again, Chels? Chinese Hawaiian.
There you go.
There you go.
Okay.
Now, if you broke up with the, you know, your white counterpart
boyfriend?
And you're at a, let's say you're at an after party for beef or something, you know, mm-hmm. you got invited. And Stephen had just broken up with his wife. And mm-hmm. he, you know, you're smoking, you're like kind of like by the cocktail, you know, like by the lounge area. And he kind of pulls you to the side. And he goes,
he touches me?
He not only touches you,
yeah.
he pulls you by your elbow. And he goes,
my elbow?
Yeah, by your elbow.
The weenus?
Yeah.
saying Stephen Yeun
yeah,
is
Stephen
pulling
Yeun.
My weenus?
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
Okay.
But no one, but kind of behind the bar.
Sure.
Not a lot of people are seeing this.
Yeah.
And he goes, hey, you want to go for a walk?
Absolutely.
But it the moonlight's out.
Oh my God. Absolutely. Let me get my coat. That's what I say. Let me get my coat. I don't want to ruin it. I don't want to ruin it halfway. And I'm like cold.
So
and he's like, we have to go back. And I go.
So he would say.
No. And then I would like eke through it.
Because you don't want to ruin the moment.
Right. And then by the end.
Yeah.
I'm resenting him.
Yeah. Don't. I don't want you to be resentful.
That's what happens to me.
Yeah. Yeah. But don't.
I don't say what I want. And then I resent them.
Yeah,
and
but
and then me and Stephen Yeun are now fighting.
No. I want to keep it romantic. I'm trying to keep it romantic with you two. Okay, so yeah, he goes, let's go for a walk. And then,
you be Stephen Yeun. You be Stephen Yeun. I'll be me.
Well, you want to do it like
let's
that?
Let's do it.
And
yeah,
he goes
yeah.
like this. He goes, okay, I'm Stephen Yeun, right?
Yeah.
I'm a horrible actor. I'll try my best.
Try your best.
Do you smoke?
Wait, is that a sativa?
Yeah. It's hybrid. It's a hybrid.
I love hybrids.
You know, I always had my eye out for you.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were straight.
I'm bi. You want to go back to my place?
What about your kids?
They don't have to know. And my wife, my ex, doesn't have to know either.
Yeah, obviously. I don't want to do it in front of them.
But
can we go to a hotel? Do we have to go to your house?
Do you want to go to Beverly Hills?
Is that where your house is?
No, but I can rent a room there at Beverly Hills. A
hotel?
Yeah.
I'd rather go to a hotel. I don't want to go to your house.
Okay. It just feels keep it sticky. Down, keep it down, because there's the industry people here right now.
Yeah.
There's industry people here right now.
Hi, Ali Wong. Hi. Love your work. Love your work.
So you went.
I'll get my code.
Okay. So you would go.
I would
in
go.
A heartbeat.
I wouldn't go to his house. Thank you. I wouldn't go to his house.
Why wouldn't you go to
Steven? I'm not going to your house.
Yeah. So why wouldn't you go to Steven? Why wouldn't you go to Steven's house?
I feel like that's just so.
It's too personal. The juju's bad. Yeah.
I don't want
the
family.
The family energy is there.
You know what? I don't want Steven Yeun the husband. I want Steven Yeun the bisexual rebel. You know what I mean?
Okay. Can I give you another scenario?
What?
So you're in the hotel. It's mm-hmm. the best room, 5-star. You get the condo.
There's a jacuzzi inside.
There's a jacuzzi inside there.
Yeah.
And it's like it's
themed. It opens up out to the pool.
Exactly. Yeah. Whatever you want. And it opens, and it's themed as like a Valentine's Day themed. Like there's like roses, and it's red, and even the bed shaped like a heart.
Oh my god!
You would melt.
Is there rope?
Do you want there to be rope?
I'm asking. Is there rope? Did he prepare rope?
What do you mean? Like what? Like SNL? Like what?
Yeah,
do you mean?
Yeah.
Do you want him to prepare that type of stuff? Like chains?
I don't
want
to have to tell him to prepare it.
So, I
would hope he. I just
didn't
want
know
him
you're
to
that
know.
Kind of guy.
I just
want
him to know it.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there is rope and chains.
There's rope. And I didn't tell him to.
You didn't tell him. He studied you.
Oh my god.
He studied you.
Oh my god. This is so hot.
So there's handcuffs, ropes, chains, whips,
and
dips,
I
whatever you want.
And he never asked me.
What?
He never asked me.
He never asked you. He studied you.
Did you say
secretly? Chips.
Sun
whips. All that.
Sun chips. I'm a garden veggie sun
and
chip.
And so she loves the garden. My girl loves to see you're a garden veggie.
We're minority.
I know.
People hate us.
Don't go ahead.
Don't people hate
that's
us?
Mine. So you stay with me and Steven.
Okay.
You stay with me and Steven
right now. Okay. All right. So we're there.
But then, and then he, you know, he takes off his shirt and his body's just chiseled.
Jacked.
And then he goes, get on your knees. Okay, and then he rolls down a pull dust down his and he has like silk like
I can't touch silk.
Okay.
I'm allergic to silk.
Okay, cotton, polyester, cotton.
That's better.
Okay, polyester cotton.
I'm really allergic to silk.
Okay. So it's not silk. Polyester cotton boxer shorts. He pulls it down, but then you notice a peculiar smell.
Peculiar.
Dong.
No.
Shit.
No.
No.
Why?
Because it's my scenario.
Why?
It's my scenario.
I smell it from the front?
From the front.
No.
Why
is it on the front? There's poop on his dick?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
He's got this condylitis. He's got a
condylitis?
Weird, not condylitis. He's got...
Isn't
no,
that
I'm coming up with these signs. I'm coming up with the terms.
Condylitis
got,
rice?
No. He's got condygom, wart, venereal. He's got a weird thing where there's warts on top of warts on top of warts on top of warts. And the warts are not only on the head of his penis, but all along his scrotum. There's like warts, like clusters of warts everywhere. But not only does he have warts, they're decaying. It's like
decaying.
BO. Yeah, because the warts, they fold in a way where there's dryness and bacteria that's kind of, it smells close to like a dead body or poo. But it's Steven. And other than that, the scenario is perfect for you, man.
So what's your question?
What would you do? Would you still go along with the night? But you notice you're like, you're trying to keep a straight face, but you're like, you're like literally having to do this. Like, fuck, it's dog. It's dog. But dude.
He's jacked?
He is, dude.
He's been working out?
He's been working out every day for you. And not only that, the moonlight is shining through the hotel window, like just glimmering.
How big's the dick?
Does that matter?
It matters.
Damn.
For the warts on top of warts
of
warts?
Okay, that's a fair question.
It's got to be a huge dick.
That's a fair question.
Truly?
Okay,
you got to give me a big
Peter.
Dick.
It's got to be.
You can't give me average dick and give me warts on warts.
No, but not, but warts on top of warts, like clusters, yeah. clusters.
You gotta give me at least 8 inches.
9.5. And 9.5, perfect skin.
No warts on the shaft?
What part's the shaft again?
The shaft, where you hold the
shaft. Yeah. No warts on the shaft, but on
just
the,
around it.
No, you know the head of the penis, the head? Underneath the head, the rim, is just like Cauliflower Factory.
No, I'm out. I'm out.
Wait.
I'm running out of the room.
You can't negotiate? No, okay. Okay. How about this? No. Don't tap out yet. Don't tap out yet.
I'm tapping out. When you said cauliflower.
Yeah. No. Can we? Let's negotiate. Only on the scrotum. Penis is perfect.
Perfect?
Perfect. Only on the scrotum.
9.5?
10.
Too big.
9.5.
I'll do it.
Okay.
For one night only.
But what if he does
just
this?
For the story. Just
but,
for the story.
But if you start grabbing the shaft and doing your thing,
yeah.
And he goes, no.
What?
Just the nutsack.
No. I'm out. I'm out. I'm telling his wife.
Now, why would you do that?
Just for the hell of it.
No,
because he made it bad.
You wouldn't do some extortion scenario thing?
No, I don't think I would. I just don't.
You're
have
not
the
that
time.
Type of person.
I don't have the time.
You don't have the time to, yeah. to extort.
I do have the time, but I just don't have the energy
to extort.
Yeah,
because that takes a lot of time to do that, right? Energy.
Yeah.
Bad energy.
That
because that happens.
I'm trying to like. I turned 40, and I want like only good energy in my life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want the thong out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, like, how long have you been doing the sativa thing?
Since every day since 2008.
And you could function normally.
Yeah.
Like you could wake and bake.
Yeah.
Can you write your comedy and your sketch? You could do all that.
Yeah, I prefer it.
So you could perform on it as well.
Yeah. Well, I don't like to perform. I don't like to perform stand-up on.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Why is that?
I get two in my head.
You get two in your head.
Yeah.
Now, what kind of strands do you like? Do you like sativa?
I like sativas. Yeah, it gets me going. I feel like it makes me curious and creative and yeah, it's good.
Do you ever get paranoid on it?
Sometimes.
When? What scenarios?
Social scenarios. You know,
social.
Yeah,
like,
if I'm at like a place where majority people I don't know, then I'll start. Thinking like, oh, did I talk too loud or?
You'll analyze.
Yeah, like, oh, why did I just say that? And then I'll just repeat the thing I just said, like in my head. And then my boyfriend would be like, "You're doing that thing again."
Does he smoke as well?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, so that.
Yeah. But he's way less than me. Way less.
Me.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like.
You're like.
Chronic.
Like how often? No, be real.
Every day.
But like every. every day, like hourly.
Every day.
Hourly. Like, how often?
Like, you know, I'll try to get some work done, and then I'll smoke a joint, and then I'll take the dog off for a walk. When I'm walking my dog, I don't want to be sober.
Right.
I want to be high as fuck.
You want to be high as fuck.
Yeah, it's my dog. Yeah. I'm having a great time.
No, does your dog notice a difference if you're high?
Never.
It doesn't know the difference.
He's always high.
Yeah. Now, are you mostly about flower, or do you mess with these vape pens and edibles or whatnot?
Edibles takes too long for me.
It
I don't have patience. I have a very short patience.
For that.
For anything.
For it to hit you.
Yeah, yeah.
But what about the vape cartridges?
Sometimes I'll vape, but I like flower. I like smoking.
You like smoking.
I like the act of smoking. I started smoking cigarettes when I was 13.
You did.
Yeah, and then I quit in my 30s. So like I smoked for a long time.
I just smoked for like 18 years, like Marlboro, like cigarettes.
Yeah, yeah.
And I smoke weed
Newports,
for a long time.
Yeah.
Now, as far as your trajectory and everything, is because you've come a long way, haven't you, as far as your comedy career and acting or whatnot.
Doesn't feel like it.
No, but you have.
Okay.
You have.
Sure.
Where did you start getting interested in acting and comedy and all that?
You know, when I grew up in New York, mm-hmm. and I was a chubby gay kid who was closeted, so I didn't really want to go out clubbing a lot. All my friends went out clubbing.
In the
90s.
Yeah.
So I would go to the Comedy Cellar and just sit there in the back, order two Diet Cokes, and just watch like early Attell and early.
So you watched Dave Attell back in the day?
Back in the 90s, yeah.
In the 90s.
96, 95.
So describe what that is for people who don't know that.
Dave Attell, he's a.
Go ahead. Dave Attell is a comedian from New
York. Comic from New York.
Yeah, but what's the Cellar?
The Cellar is a great club in New York that isn't on McDougal Street. And me and my friends, we were all like city kids. So we would go into Comedy Cellar and watch, just like order two. It was two drink minimum. So like they would let us order two Diet Cokes and just sit there all night.
How many acts, how many comedians would go up a night?
I don't know, like eight?
Eight?
Six to eight, and then like it was like showcase set, so like 15 minutes and stuff.
So
like
what do you mean by showcase? There's producers or agents there to check out talent or something? Is that what showcase is? Because out here, that's what it means.
I think that's what it is, yeah.
There's talent scouts,
Talent scouts, yeah.
Or and like, you never know when they're popping in and out.
Yeah.
You just have to kick ass all the time.
Yeah.
So through that, was the seed planted like, oh, maybe?
Never. I just loved it.
You're a fan of comedy.
Yeah, yeah. I was a fan of comedy. You know, I knew in college, I knew Bobby Lee, obviously, from Mad TV and all that.
Did you look up to Bob?
Of course. Who does it? Who didn't? You know, like
everybody
did.
Everybody.
He was a cultural
icon, you
think? Icon, of course. Mm-hmm.
More than Jaden.
Who? Jaden who?
Just
Jaden Smith?
It was a joke that kind of went over your guys' head.
Oh,
but
God.
Continue. Okay. I'm sorry.
I hope you like in post.
Yeah. I'll just write Jaden Smith has a song labeled Icon.
Oh, Will Smith. Okay. I should have known.
Okay, yeah. No, it's
now
okay. It's okay. I'm like sweating over it. But continue. But continue.
Yeah, Bob,
yeah, okay.
Of course.
Yeah.
Icon status. But even like I just never thought it was for me. I could do it, you know, as a thing, as a career, you know, like,
yeah.
Especially in my home, like we grew up poor and and I'm the firstborn kid. So like we were very traditional, evangelical Christian family.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Really strict.
Really
so like
into it, yeah.
There was a lot of pressure to like go to college and make money and take care of your parents. Like that was like instilled in my brain.
College you went to.
Huh?
Were your parents into the like education?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Why are they like that? Koreans are the
fear,
worst.
Fear.
Korean parents are the worst.
It's fear.
They're the worst.
They're doing it in their way.
In a competitive rivalry way.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah, it's
because that's how kids get depressed and they'll want to do drugs or take their own lives.
Yeah. I don't know if that's what it is.
Well,
but
you know,
it's a lot.
And the only reason for it is so they could tell their sister, my son or daughter's going to Harvard.
Right.
But you just ignored all that.
No, I went to a good school.
You did?
I went to...
okay, you did.
Yeah, and then I worked in tech for 7 years.
Wow.
And yeah, I was in Silicon Valley, and I
you were in tech at Silicon Valley?
Yeah, I used to work at Yahoo as a data strategist.
Analyst or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So when did you... like wake up and say I want to take a crack at comedy myself?
So that's a great question. I was in San Francisco
and
I was really depressed. I was still very closeted. I was in my mid-20s and I was like, I need to fucking come out. And
how old were you at this time?
25, 26.
And you're planning on doing that?
Yeah, I was like, how do I do this? You know, I moved to San Francisco because I was hoping that it would help me.
Yeah.
and I would meet people. I don't know what I was thinking. I was like, oh, I'll just meet a gay on the street and he'll be like, let me show you. You know, like I thought it was going to be like a fairy god gay, yeah. You know, like something. But I also didn't put myself out as much. So like I was working in, think about it, like Asian kid, closeted mid-20s, working at Yahoo. The like, and you're like ruining San Francisco, gentrifying it, and like, you
yeah,
know, like
yeah, yeah, yeah,
new money, disgusting stuff, you yeah. Know? And I just like hated myself, and I was depressed. And my friend was like, let's go to a comedy show, and I was like, you know what, that sounds like a good idea. So I went, and it was actually one of Ali Wong's last shows before she left SF to go to New York to start working in New York.
Oh,
as
wow.
a writer.
Right.
And I saw Ellie Wong, because she's from SF, and I saw one of her last sets, and I was like, wow, like, this little bitch is out here doing it.
Right.
This tiny woman is out here doing it.
How long was her set? Was she like...
She was headlining, yeah. She was like...
She was already headlining.
Yeah, it was an hour, yeah. And, because she was like a star in SF, and
I didn't know she was from there.
She was already a star.
She was already huge, popping up there.
Huge. And I had just gotten there. Like, it was like my fourth month there mm-hmm. in SF. And my friend was like, that show is so good. They have classes. Let's sign up. And I was like, yeah, let's sign up.
What, stand-up classes?
Yeah. If we do it together, I can do it, right?
Yeah.
So Monday, 7 p.m., I show up. I sign my name and email. Like, I'm signed in, like, ready to go. All the people are just, like, sitting around with their notebooks. And I'm like, oh, this is weird. And then... You know, the teacher gets started, and I'm like texting my friend, like, where the fuck are you? And he was like, yo, abort. I'm working late, can't go. Like, let's just go to the bar later. Like, meet me at the bar at 9. And I'm like,
oh.
I already signed my email. I can't fucking leave.
Yes.
So, like,
did you have material, or you just kind of freeball it up there?
No, they just started the class, and like, I didn't bring anything in.
No material, no notebook.
I thought they were going to tell me how to write a joke, or like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is how to write a joke. But their whole thing was like, hey, these are some things you can like structurally look at, and then write 3 minutes of material. We're going to take you to an open mic. Go up on stage. The only thing you have to do, you don't even have to talk. The only thing you have to do is like, don't shit the stage. And they made it so like approachable.
What does that even mean?
Like literally, don't shit on the stage, and
don't shit on the stage,
and you're great.
Like you can do whatever you want.
Whatever you want, it doesn't matter. Just don't shit on the stage. And I was like, okay. So I went up there and did some like horrible fucking stuff. And
do you remember what it was?
It was like
were they impressions?
No, it was about like how like different. I was really drinking a lot back then.
Okay.
I don't drink anymore.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I was like real because I was so closeted. I had to like. Drink the fucking pain away.
Right,
you know?
right.
So I was drinking a lot, and I was like talking about how like I was getting drunk on different type of alcohol, and it was making me behave different ways. Like,
oh, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, whatever, you know. And
no, that's a funny premise.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And
did you act it out?
Yeah. Like I was like acting like what I'm like on whiskey drunk.
Yeah.
Like, tequila drunk.
You don't think that's a good premise?
It's fun, but like I didn't do well.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, that's fine.
I didn't do well.
Yeah,
I didn't do
yeah,
well.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeesh. But like I did well enough where I was like, I want to do it again. And then I kept doing it again, And like a month in, I was like writing jokes and like hitting open mics. And there was an open mic in the Richmond district that was like a bar. And there was like 6 other comics in the audience, you know, no one.
Oh, they're judging you.
No.
Oh,
like they were waiting.
They were waiting, but that was the crowd.
That was the crowd.
That's how open mics in LA used to be.
Yeah.
Just other comics.
Other comics. No one's trying to watch that.
No one's trying to watch you. Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, well, there's no one here. I think I'm going to like try to like talk about being gay.
Oh, really?
So I came out on stage.
What?
At an open mic, and I was like, I'm Korean and I'm gay, and they were looking at me like, okay, we're in San Francisco. You're Asian and you're gay, like what else you got? And I was like, oh,
you thought that
oh
was
okay
gonna, oh right,
I have more to say,
yeah,
you know, like,
yeah,
and,
yeah,
and
yeah.
That's when I was like, oh shit, like I'm addicted to comedy, because it was the first time I ever
wow
felt brave.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So you got addicted to the adrenaline of it. And
yeah, and like the freedom.
The freedom of
and
doing
it. And to be
that.
Myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really, like, I mean, comedy saved my life, and it's so cliche, but
it really did.
It really did.
Yeah. So as far as your trajectory, you went from there to, like, just featuring, and then you would meet other people in the scene, the comedy community. Yeah. How'd you end up down here?
I first moved to Chicago to study Chicago improv and sketch.
At Second City?
I did, yeah. And I did the tour with them, and I did one of their stages.
And what was your experience there like? I mean, because there's a lot of notable people that come from Second City, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. It was, you know,
it's a rite of passage in a way.
Definitely.
Like, or a sketch. You know,
Chicago overall was such a great, it's the best place to do comedy.
Right.
Because everyone's in love with comedy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, no one's doing it to be seen. There's no showcase. Like, there's nothing
no
like that. Like, there's no industry there. So, like, people are doing it for the love of it. So, like, people get very strong and good.
Because they just want to get good at it.
Just want to get good.
It's not to get a show or to get a special. It's none of that. None of that.
To get on ads. Like, it's none of that. It's just to be, like, it's the feather in your cap is, like, I'm a fucking killer.
That's what they take pride in that.
Yeah, like, I'm going to fucking, like, run this room. And if that's what, like, you do it for. You don't do it because to get famous.
No,
like,
you want
there's no fame in Chicago.
There's no fame at
all. It's a working town.
Right.
So it really helped me, like, discover my voice and, you know, trained me and failed a lot every day. Like, I was doing, like, 5 shows a day, every day.
5 shows?
I had no job. I quit my tech job, and I was, like, serving tables at 30.
Oh, damn.
I studied all that fucking Kumon, all the, like, SAT shit, got into a good school, got a great job, blah, blah, blah. And then at 30, I was right back. I went from making 6 figures to 4 figures in 1 year.
Damn.
It was psychotic. It was crazy.
But you got good at your craft.
Yeah. I was like, you know the term bichinom?
Yeah, like an idiot.
Like a, yeah.
Yeah,
a,
like
a
an
psychopath.
Imbecile. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah.
a crazy.
Crazy,
like,
yeah.
I was crazy for comedy. I was bichinom for comedy. Like,
you got crazy for it.
Crazy. I was blind. I was like, didn't see friends, didn't see family. I disappeared. Like,
you just did, Mike.
Yeah, and like improv, sketch, improv.
That's it.
Mike, yeah. Every day, all day. Like, all I did during the day was just write stand up or like write jokes or like write sketches. Like, I couldn't get enough. And then
you would test it out that night. You would literally write something and be like, I'm going to do this in like an hour.
And then we'd tape it. And especially at Second City, that's how all shows are created at Second City.
Just doing stuff like that.
The third act is improvised. So you just try shit. And then you go, and then the audience responds to it. And then next night you fix it. And then you try it again. And then next night you fix it and try it again. So it kind of like hones.
Wow.
So that's why it feels very organic, because like the audience hones it for you.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a really beautiful process.
So Second City, do you have to apply to go there? Or
you have to audition.
You have to audition to even be accepted there.
To their program.
To their program.
They have like non-performance programs. But yeah, anyway.
And is there a fee like to join Second City?
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
Classes and stuff like that. Yeah, there's a lot of theaters out there. Like Chicago's great. If anyone's looking to do comedy, Chicago's great.
So would you recommend someone who wants to just get good at improv
Chicago. Don't go anywhere else.
Go to Chicago.
Yeah.
And so what
here it's very hard to do comedy. It's hard to get stage time out here.
It is?
Yeah. It really
I thought you would think it'd be easier. It's LA, it's an entertainment
But there's so many people here and so many comedians here. And everybody
How many comedians are here opposed to like everywhere else? It seems like everyone and their mother's a comedian out here.
Yeah, everyone's a comedian out here.
Like a mother, you know, like everyone.
Those mom daughter comedians.
Or like a YouTube guy comedian.
Yeah, exactly.
A content creator. A TikTok guy
comedian. Yeah.
This a musician guy comedian.
Yeah,
you know.
It's like,
yeah.
Yeah, like vegan chef comedian.
Comedian.
Yeah.
And so that kind of it's. Oversaturated.
Oversaturated and not enough spaces. Like Chicago, there's a stage everywhere.
Really?
Yes. There's so many stages you can perform on.
Why do you think that is? Why is it available, accessible there and not in LA? Like, why is New York like.
I don't know.
That's kind of weird.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird out here.
Right.
Yeah. And here it feels like it's more like.
Competitive.
Clout based. Like,
what do you mean?
Why you get on shows or like what shows you do and blah, blah. It's like very cloudy. Like, oh, look at me and my famous friends.
Oh,
that's very that. Like in Chicago,
here?
It's like there's no one famous being on anyone's show. Like it's like gauche. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, it's like, wow. There's yeah. That's like looked down upon. Like,
yeah.
Dude.
It's like, what? Because when you do that, like, I don't know, when like you said, like a TikToker, it's like on your show, it's like, why would he be on this show? He's not good at comedy. He's just famous. Like in Chicago, I feel like we would look down on that. But in LA, it's like a given that that guy's on
oh,
the show.
Oh, because his following. He's got 800 million followers. Exactly. And
he's going to pack the house.
He has a viral video.
Right. And here,
but
like,
that might
it's
not
a bringer. It's a bringer feel. Like, it's almost like a bringer feel in LA where like.
Well, describe to them what a bringer feel is. What
like,
is that?
When,
what does that mean?
When you're starting out, you have to like bring.
People.
Yeah, people to your
to
show.
To sell
like
tickets.
Five. If you can get 5 minutes if you bring five people, that kind of shit. You know, that's what it feels like in LA.
Here.
Like, and I feel like in Chicago, like people are going out to watch comedy. Normal people.
Just normal people just want to see.
Also, normal people exist. Like in LA, normal people don't exist. This is like a saturated town.
No, what do you mean?
Well,
that's interesting. What is that? What does that even
this
mean?
This is all artists. You know, like it's
so
like
there's not
we're living
even
in a
normal
bubble.
There's not normal. Everyone out here wants to be somebody.
You gotta go out to like Alhambra to find like one normal person. You know what
right,
I mean? Like
right.
What the fuck?
Yeah,
you
do,
can't
don't
throw,
you?
Yeah, there's so many people out here trying to, which is beautiful. It's like Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Yeah,
you know?
It is.
But because of that, I think for a comedian. Just an average comedian who's not famous like me, it's hard to like just get up and do shows just because I'm good at comedy.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
So you need like the tags or he was on this show or
you're
showcased on this thing. And then that will kind of raise your name on the
people
flyer.
People do like credits here, which is crazy. Like,
oh, they don't. I thought that was they don't do that anywhere else. Because
I mean,
at
the Chicago, what credits do you have? Like, there's
oh, that's
no
so,
credits.
You're right.
To go
you're
off
right.
Of.
You're right. But I'm so desensitized because I've seen so many shows in the OR where each, you know, when it's like a tag, they tag the next.
You've seen him on ABC.
You've seen
and
him on
Hulu,
Conan O'Brien. You've seen him on HBO. You know, they always say the credits.
That's
but you're
important
saying,
out here.
But you're saying other anywhere else in the
anywhere
world,
else they don't
they
do
don't
that.
Do that
in fucking Montana and at the Chuckle Hut. They're not who's
the Chuckle
who's doing who
right.
has credits. And
right.
why does that matter?
Right.
You know, like it.
That's interesting. That says a whole lot
isn't
about
it. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. Yeah. I never thought of it that way. But it's like, yeah, it's almost kind of like tacky.
It's driven to be like, I was good enough to be picked by this studio or like this network.
But
liked me.
Right.
So you should laugh. It's like.
Or no,
why do we
so
need
I'm
that?
More important. I'm higher up the ladder.
Oh, yeah. Some status.
Because even I noticed too, like just hearing the jargon, like at the store or something, it's like I know that their competitive is like, well, you don't have any credits. I was on, you know what I mean? It's like, it's
okay.
Like. It's but it's it exists.
So
there
you
as
delivered
far.
A line on fucking.
But I don't. But why is there so
on
much
a
emphasis?
Multicamp?
Yeah, but why is there so much emphasis on it if it doesn't really matter? If it's about comedy, why do credits matter?
I don't know. I
isn't that.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
It's weird. It's weird.
I never even thought of it like that. That's
I don't.
So weird.
I don't know. I don't. I guess because I don't have a lot of credits. When people are like, "What do you want for your credits?" I'm like, "Nothing. Just say anything you want." Like,
just say your name.
Yeah. Or like, he's really funny, or whatever. He's from fucking.
Right.
East LA. Like,
so that's kind of what else noticeable things as far as LA comedy did you know like that they don't do anywhere else?
I think there's a lot of people in the audience who are like, "Yeah, I do that." Where like Chicago's not like that. You know,
what do
like,
you mean I do that?
Like, a lot of people here, when you do comedy, they are also comedians or they're, like, comedy developers or whatever the fuck, you know, like.
Oh, right.
Or, like, they're an executive or whatever. So they're all like, Yeah. No one's like, there's you're not watching for, you're already going in kind of like with a different attitude, I think, in shows. That's at least what I've noticed. Whereas like,
Wait, you are, or the people spectating?
People who are spectating.
They're already kind of like, because it's, they're jaded.
You're jaded. Like in Chicago, you're like a nurse going out to a comedy show. Because it's your
one thing. You're not in the industry, yeah.
You got fucking sitters, you know what I mean?
You don't want to blow off steam, have a glass of wine,
you know,
watch comedy.
You just
want
to get drunk and fucking laugh and go home and fuck your husband for 15 minutes and pass out. You know, like, it's Friday.
Yeah.
You know, like, and there, that doesn't like, exist here.
It doesn't.
There's no 9-to-5ers here, really. Like, even
you're
like...
Right. That's interesting. So then how do you get a good consensus on whether...
I don't know.
Like,
it's
you
odd.
Know what I mean?
It's odd to me.
So how are you doing? Like, then how do
I
you?
I don't like it.
You don't like. So let's talk about now. Mm-hmm. Comedy, you, because you're in LA now.
Yeah.
Then how are you dealing with all?
I haven't been doing much.
Well, you haven't been. You haven't been doing mics, or what have you been doing?
No, I don't do any mics.
I thought you, because Bob said he's like, you gotta watch him. He's a killer. My brother said when
I'm
when
good.
You left, he,
I'm good at
he
what
said,
I do.
You gotta watch him.
I'm good at what I
he,
do.
He gave you props. He goes, dude, he's like, he kills. Have you seen him?
He's very nice.
Yeah.
He's very nice.
So
yeah.
What's going on with that? Like, why?
I don't know.
Are
I
you stagnant right
since,
now?
Since pandemic, you know, I got here and I hustled. I was doing my own shows and, you know, going out and like asking people to get on shows and blah, blah. And it was going well. And the pandemic hit and I was just like, man, I can't do shows. What the fuck
right.
do I do?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I think I got used to a life where I don't have to be out anymore. You know, but I enjoy it. It's weird. Like, you know, when I said I was a 미친놈 for comedy.
Yeah, 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 yeah. You're
like
crazy
I,
for it. Did you lose
like
the
relaxed?
You lost the.
I don't have the addiction for
the eye of the tiger
validation anymore.
You don't have that.
I don't have that. I don't. I wish. I don't.
Do,
actually,
do you
I don't
need
know
that
if
to
I
succeed.
Wish.
Do you need that trait to succeed in comedy? Like that need for validation.
I think it's what drives people.
Why do you think it does?
Because it's never ending. Like
it's
an addiction,
it's
right?
An addiction.
Like it's an endless.
But
hole.
Why do people need to have a need to have that? If they're okay with themselves, because that's just telling
know.
Me you're maybe okay, comfortable in your own skin.
I know. I think I got maybe healthy over pandemic. It's kind of fucked up.
So you're saying so you have to get unhealthy in order to get that edge for comedy again?
Yeah, yeah. I don't have the edge for comedy anymore. And maybe it's because I'm in LA. Because let me tell you, I was back in Chicago last July and I did a week of shows and I was right back. And I was like
oh, you
I
were
was
the
like,
tiger was
oh,
back.
Ba- I was burning the stage.
You're
down,
oh god,
like,
I saw it in your face. Just,
yeah, yeah. Like,
dude, I just saw it in your
face.
It's
like
so the tiger.
I'm trying to fuck that kind of energy.
You were just,
yeah.
You were just.
But in LA, I'm like a beta cuck. Like I'm like.
What happened?
I don't know. I don't have it here.
You do though. That's in your mind.
No, I need to leave the space. I think. I think the.
You think,
I think
LA's toxic for that?
I don't know. For me personally, I may, and maybe I'm
just
not doing the right shows.
Because there's other comedians like Joe Rogan.
Maybe I'm not
lot,
doing the right
you know?
Shows. You know, like I don't know. But for me, pound for pound, I don't get the same like joy.
Joy out here.
Yeah.
But a lot of comedians from the comedy store, like Joe Rogan, Tony, and you know. Tom Segura, they all went to Texas and they have their thing going there.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
Starting their own community out
yeah,
there.
That's great.
So, I mean, would yeah. you be open to do something like that? Open to
go
to
Austin?
Or just, yeah, do a different state.
Else.
Go somewhere else.
Maybe that is.
Or go back to your roots in New York.
You know.
And build the edge back up.
Yeah,
get the reps
I
back
mean,
in.
I would love to live in New York again to do comedy. That
yeah,
seems
what's
like
up?
A dream.
Yeah, yeah, why don't
right?
you do that?
Maybe I will. Because right now, like, my life is out here. I have my family's out here. My
oh,
brother's out
you're
here.
You're comfortable. You got comfortable out here.
I got comfortable.
You, the Koreatown's
yeah.
right down the street.
Man,
the
24 hours. Hodori is
yeah,
24
yeah.
hours. Man, how do I leave this?
it is. It's like the Denny's of the Korean
yeah.
Denny's. You can get dumplings.
Meanwhile, in New York, there's, like, rats coming out of ceilings and shit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, I don't know about that. And living in tight quarters, I got... You know what happens when you come to L.A.?
What happens?
You get comfortable and you lose the edge.
You do.
I did. But I'm happier.
You are?
I'm happier.
But aren't you still writing? And
yeah,
like,
yeah.
And
I write
like,
a lot of...
And don't you audition?
Yes, I act and I audition.
Then you
yeah.
are doing that.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Right?
I'm just not doing stand-up as much.
Yeah.
Which is like, it's a very specific thing. And in LA, I feel very comfortable being a writer, creator, and actor. And, you know, when I leave the state, I like to fucking feel that rush again.
Yeah. When you leave the state.
Well, or not the state, but LA.
LA.
Yeah.
So LA.
Even SF, when you go up to SF, it's a different. SD, San Diego, that's where you're from.
Yeah.
One of the best comedy towns.
San Diego?
Ever.
San Diego?
Yeah, man. They're real. Because I've learned that a little bit of conservative mixed into the town makes it a good comedy town.
Really?
Yeah, because when it's too liberal, it's a little too butthurt.
So you can't be.
It's a little butthurt.
Really?
It's a little butthurt. Yeah.
Like you can't be free.
You can't.
As far
you can't
as
be
material.
As like.
Free. Like you can't just
you
be.
You can't kill. You got to just like beat up.
Really?
That's how I feel. That's just
so. What's
that's
the difference in San Diego?
It's a little more conservative. There's like a there's a military presence. You
yeah,
know,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
less
yeah, yeah.
like it's more purple. Purpley cities are best, I think, for comedy.
It is.
I really do.
Yeah.
Think so. Yeah.
How do we get that edge back? Is it hard to get the edge back in LA for your comedy to pick up?
For me,
yeah,
yeah. Unless I'm like passed at the store or something, where I could go up every day.
But that's a process, isn't it?
Yeah. And
it is. And it's political, right? You have to kind of know.
Yeah, it's very political.
It is.
Yeah.
Right? Even like the podcast world, it's political. I
don't
this.
Know the podcast world too much. Like, I do my own podcast with my friend in Chicago. We
can,
do it.
Can we plug it real
yeah,
quick?
Of yeah, of course.
Yeah, go ahead.
Two Kims, One Pod on YouTube, TikTok, everywhere.
Two Kims, One Pod on YouTube.
YouTube, it's on.
Yeah, so
subscribe
know, iTunes,
today. Wherever. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then do you have stuff online or do you,
yeah.
are you working on a special? Did you do a special yet?
No, I haven't done a special yet. I've done an hour, like a one man show, which is different than
that's
like.
That's amazing.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah,
is it,
it's more
you
theatrical.
Document it? Did you
yeah,
document
yeah,
it?
I take
how do,
it.
How can we watch
it's
it?
It's on my YouTube. Yeah, you can
it's
watch
a one,
it.
It's an hour one man show.
Yeah, yeah. It's very vulnerable.
What's your YouTube
but very
channel?
Funny. Peter KZ. That's all my handles, Peter KZ.
Peter
KZ. Yeah.
And you could see your one-man show on your YouTube channel.
Yeah. It's,
subscribe
it's
to
bad
that.
Angle, but go watch it. Yeah.
Go watch it. Yeah. And so are you going to do something like that out here? Why can't you?
I did it out here in Santa Monica.
You did?
Yeah, I taped in Santa Monica. It was right before pandemic. And right now I'm just working on some writing projects, and I'm going to be shooting a indie movie in the summer,
can
which is exciting.
Can we talk a little bit about that? Like, what's the premise about?
I don't know if I could talk about the premise.
You can't.
I'm not sure. No.
Okay, you can't.
But I'm very excited for it,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
it's with some friends, which is great.
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
mm-hmm. That's great.
Yeah.
So you still, I mean, if the opportunity presents itself, you'll still be open to doing comedy in L.A.
Yes.
It's just harder to get shows out here than
it's hard to get shows.
Unless
like,
you're at a certain spot.
And if people want me, if I'm available, I'm always willing to say yes. But it's just hard to hustle out here.
It's hard to hustle.
Yeah.
Like, but there's people doing that. They're going to the same mics every.
I can't do it. I'm 40. I think if I was here and I was 20, I could do it. But I'm 40. I can't do it.
You can't do the hustle and bustle again.
No. I have I almost said husband. But I have a hot boyfriend and a hotter dog.
Yeah.
So
you'd rather be at home with them, maybe watching Netflix and maybe writing some sketches.
Yeah, smoking a weed, working on my scripts.
So what's the, as far as your scripts, as far as your scripts, what's in store? Like, do you have some more ideas brewing?
Oh, yeah. I'm working on a feature right now. I'm working on a feature right now, and actually a TV show that I wrote on, Housebroken, is look at her.
Yeah. Oh no, I don't know. I do that to the end. I do that at the end.
Okay.
I always do that.
Redo that.
Yeah.
Okay. So you could watch Housebroken. It's on Fox on Sundays. My episode that I wrote with Danny Zucker will be out on Mother's Day.
Yes.
I forget which date that is, but
yeah.
it's a Sunday.
Yes.
In May.
Yes.
So go check that out. And you could catch all my stuff on at Peter KZ on all the socials.
Yeah, that's exciting. That's a big deal, man.
Thank you.
Like, so you have a rep out here and a management.
Yeah.
How did you acquire all that?
I had a acting agent in Chicago that I came out here with, and then I changed to LA. Agency, and then I changed to another LA agency. So, yeah, it's just kind of
mostly during shows, actually. People saw me and they were like, hey, do you want to sit down?
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
You're a very likable guy, you know?
Like, thanks. Yeah.
Like, even when I met you the first time, I go, oh, he's that's family. That's
yeah. Just, there's an easy.
I get it. I get him.
Like,
I get him. Yeah.
All over the place.
I still. Are you still open to go to the Korean spa with me?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Which one do you like?
I don't know. Maybe we.
You know, your brother and I, your brother forced me to go before we started working on that show. He was like,
we have to be naked.
Naked in front of me. Yeah. He was like, if we're not naked in front of each other, we can't do this
that's
deal.
That's a rite of passage.
Yeah. Then. And I was like, let's go.
So you, because certain people.
Oh, I don't care about nudity.
You don't
yeah,
care.
Yeah, I don't care.
I'm just letting you know, certain people are with him.
Oh, really?
It's a
test
that
too
he
bad.
Does. Say. Yeah, because yeah, certain comedians he's done, like, you come to the spot, they'll wear the swimsuit.
The little top.
Yeah, they won't go.
They won't go naked?
They won't go 팔개벗어.
진짜?
Yeah, 진짜.
Do you want to say who?
They won't go full naked. No. I won't. I don't want to put anyone. But it's like a shit test.
Oh wow.
Yeah, yeah. Like
and
he
I
tests
passed.
Them.
I passed.
Oh, you passed with flying colors. Yeah, yeah. You probably got an A plus if you were to get graded on it.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You definitely you passed.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I think because I went to Korean spas as a kid
yeah, yeah.
with my dad.
Me
and
too.
Like,
yeah, as a
so
kid, I have
I
memories
never,
too.
It, nudity was never that
of a big deal.
No,
but certain like. Other races, I don't want you know, I don't want to put anyone out like on blast like that. But outside of being Korean,
yeah,
if they're not used to that,
yeah,
they, you know what I mean.
Do you have a friend that you wish would go to the spa with you that has refused to?
Because, you know, I have a hip-hop background, you know, like underground hip-hop background. A lot, I think that a lot of the, I'm not going to say names or anything.
Yeah.
I'm sure some of them would, but some of them, because, you know, with that genre, it has like kind of like a tough, like, hetero, like, anti, like, oh, that's, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think they'd be so open, you know?
Too gay.
Well, not to gay, but just to naked with another man
yeah,
or other Korean men or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
Like, aren't like athletes always naked with each other? And they're like super hetero, right?
Yeah, I know. I remember because I wrestled that. I mean, we showered it.
What's the diff?
I love it. I don't
okay.
mind at all.
All right, let's go. We'll go.
Can we maybe vlog it?
Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
Do you think they'll let me?
I don't think they'll let you, but we'll do it.
Because I tried
it like
one time.
You'll get expelled.
Abushi, he called me out.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. I got a
that's
great
a no
vlog.
No.
Dude, I got
you
such.
You gotta do like mole
dude,
camera.
No. Here. I got a great vlog.
You did? Let me show it to
and
me.
And then, no, he made me erase it in front of him.
Oh,
he
wow.
goes, yeah, shikia. Yeah. Yo, mohe.
Where were you? Which spot? We're not going to that one. We're not going to that one.
Somewhere in Koreatown.
Yeah,
dude,
yeah,
I got
yeah,
the
yeah.
locker room. I got.
Oh, no.
Dude, I was getting just like pickup shots.
No.
And
he probably thought you were a perv.
And then, you know, the no, I maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You're taping the inside.
Maybe.
Yeah.
He was, you know, like the sit down baths where they're sitting on that plastic thing and they're. I was panning out and getting that, like a shot. And I got the wrong dude.
No,
he was bathing himself, and he looked at me. He goes, and he goes,
you
yeah,
can't, no.
And then he goes, let me see. He go, bah. And then he made me take the my phone out, and he wanted to see me erase it in front of him.
What?
And my brother was just shaking his head. He's like,
oh, you were with Bobby?
Yeah. He goes, what are you doing?
Oh my God.
You're blowing. He's like, dude, I come here all the time.
I know where you were.
You do?
I know exactly where you were.
Can I give you a hint?
What?
Outside of it, there's pool tables.
Uh-huh.
And then I think there's a ping pong place.
Upstairs.
Yeah.
Yep.
So do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, we went there.
You did?
We went to the same place, yeah.
Same place?
Yeah.
Old school.
Yeah.
I learned my lesson. What if I try to do it again?
We're not going back there. We'll go somewhere different. But we can't do video inside the.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
That's what I want. No. I want an inside scoop. That's what my viewers want to see that.
Your viewers want to see
that. They want to see the real
shit. Well, they're going to have to go to the spa. But we'll get the outside, the co-ed spa, the part where like
I can't go inside the men's area?
No, because your people are nude. They don't like that.
You're right.
Yeah.
That's infringing on their privacy.
Yeah.
You're right. But even if I blur it out a little, I mean, if they blur out their faces in there.
Just their faces.
I mean, yeah, and they're calling in the culture.
Yeah.
If I do that, it's okay.
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think that's good.
All right. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. Hey, Peter, can you plug your stuff again? Website, too, and your Instagram and everything?
At Peter KZ on all the socials, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, all of it. Check it out.
Dude, this was a great time.
Did you feel comfortable? So comfortable. Too comfortable. Yeah, we got deep. Yeah.
So you're comfortable with...
Your girlfriend's in the room. We talked about your sexual preferences.
But she loves me for me, brother.
Okay.
She loves me for
me. I love that.
Right, babe?
Yeah.
There was a little pause there. Yeah. There was a little pause. I love you, babe.
Thank you. You're
always welcome. I want to do part two, part three.
All right.
Yeah. Let's
all right.
Yeah.
We'll do
it. And then, so thanks for tuning in to another episode of Stevie Weeby Show. If you want to help support the platform, go to patreon.com/Stevie Weeby. I also do another podcast, Scissor Bros. Those episodes drop every Friday morning at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Go to youtube.com/Scissor Bros. And subscribe there. I'm working on some new music. Stay tuned for that. It's going to be at stevieweebybandcamp.com. What else? If you want to send any packages, I have a P.O. Box. Send all your stuff to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California 90093. That was a breeze, right, brother?
Yeah.
The best of luck to you,
so
dude.
Fun. Thank you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.